Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Guys, this is G Wright, and I hope you guys are doing well tonight. You know, and I'm encouraged tonight. It's been a crazy night. One of the things about it is that we're supposed to learn, right? We're supposed to learn some of the things we've gone through and learn from things we've gone through. So that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And I will be right with you in a moment, after this next song. This is like Jesus Came, a figure I put out about 4 or 5 years.
Trust.
you guys a new year if you didn't come last week. Today is the 14th. Can you believe it? We're almost in the middle of the first month of the new year. Copy of it. Oh, yeah, Brenda, it's on iTunes, CD Baby, all those places. Just look for Like Jesus Can with G. Wright. Don't look for Gregory Wright because you're not going to find it. But if you look for G. Wright, you'll find my music, and everything is on iTunes, CD Baby. And that's from a project that's supposed to be a full project that hasn't come out yet. And that's a long story. But hopefully that project will be out this year. But I do have a project that's already out. I'm called Life's Lessons Volume 1. So please check that out on CD Baby and iTunes and Reverb Nation, all those online places. But tonight, guys, we're talking about maximizing your potential. It's so good to see everyone. You know, we've been doing a lot and talking about a lot. And how many of you know that sometimes we can lose sight of things that we have that we want to do? And I got to tell you about my night tonight. What's going on, Teron? What's going on, Mom? What's going on, Eric? That's me, Brenda. And so, hey, Mom. You know, so let me tell you guys this. I drove like a long way to get something that I thought was going to really enhance what I'm trying to do, right? I didn't pay a whole bunch, but I was so proud of it. I went, picked it up, brought it home. The second I took out the car, put it in the house, placed it down, the bottom came out, the glass cracked, everything. And I spent most of my night, no, not most of it, but a lot of time going to get it. Thank you for sharing it, Timothy. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to use that illustration in this discussion tonight, but tonight I'm talking about maximizing your potential. It's just something that came across my mind during the weekend. You know, sometimes we talk about things like I want to do my best, I want to do this, I want to do that, and then I just wonder, how come we don't quite make it there? You know, it's the beginning of the school year. It's the beginning of the new year, and you know, everyone's in the gym, everyone's going about their New Year's resolution, right? Everyone's going, you know, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. You can't find parking at the gym because people who weren't there are now there. And it's like, well, what keeps us from doing the same cycle of believing that things are going to change from year to year? What's going to get us to the point that we actually do those things we say we want to do? Whether you call them New Year's resolutions or whether you call them your goals, or like better yet, vision parties, you know, whatever you call it, what keeps you from moving forward? And what came to my mind was maximizing your potential. How many of us use 20% of our energy on things that we use 80% of our energy on things that we shouldn't focus on? And we use 20% of the energy on the things we say we're believing God to do in our lives. You know, maximizing potential. How many of us take the time and say, you know what, let me sit back and let me reexamine how I'm going about this? And let me tell you this, you know, let me tell you this. I had to sit back and reevaluate some things. And I had to even reevaluate even what I did tonight and thinking that I was doing this good thing and buying this great deal. I wasted probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours going to get it and coming back for the thing to literally break even before I can put it up on the wall. I didn't spend that much, but I just thought about it, maximizing my potential. Was I really, really, really thinking about, was I really being led by God? Because that's crazy for me to go through all of that, to come home, take out the car, and the bottom of that whole thing fell down and crashed. You know, maximize your potential. What do we put our energy toward? And I'd say, is that something I could have waited for? My mom would probably say, yeah, you could have waited for that. I couldn't wait to put that thing up on the wall. I was so proud of this great deal, and it just fell. So I'm going to use that illustration to say that sometimes And I'm going to keep it moving, right? Keep it moving. Maximize the potential. Did I waste my energy in doing that when I should have been doing something else without paying attention? But I'm going to go back to what I was talking about tonight. Want to talk about maximizing potential. One of the things about this is that you've got to know that you have potential. You have to believe that you have potential. I'm going to tell you, you have potential. Because when you say maximizing your potential, some people might say, I don't have potential. What potential do I have? Hey, Wayne, you know, what potential do I have? I don't have potential. But my point to you tonight is this. You do have potential. You have potential. And because, you know, think about this. We are fearfully and wonderfully made in God's image, right? That's what it says. We're wonderfully and fearfully made, right? So listen to this. You have potential. But first you have to believe that you are somebody. First you have to believe that you are special. You are somebody. Your voice counts. When God created you, he created you in mind. We created you. He placed within you certain gifts that are just within you. Some people might have similar gifts, but what he's done with your gift is unique because it's in you. You have to believe, and first of all, maximizing. Maximize means to use something to the greatest of your ability, right? Maximize it. Use it to your greatest potential. Your potential, what God has put in place within you. You have potential. First, you have to believe you are somebody. You have to believe that you have a voice. You have to believe that when God created you, he created you in a unique way. So just because you look at someone else and you might say this person is a more eloquent speaker, or you might say this person is more athletic, you might say this person has a banging body, that's the body I want, but you have the body you have. What are you going to do with that potential? What are you going to do with that potential? Janine says this, everyone has it, you have to have faith to use it. That's right, Janine. Everyone has it. You have to have faith to use it. All right. Listen, because that's exactly what I'm going to say tonight, Janine. You're on it. You have to have faith and you have to use it. So what's keeping you from someone who is actually doing it is the act of doing it, the act of doing the work. You have potential. It's in you. You have valuables that God has placed on the inside of you. It's there in you. And what happens is that sometimes we try to look for other things to validate us. We look for other relationships to validate us. But listen, God has put valuables. He has placed valuables in you when he created you. They're on the inside of you. You just have to tap into it. You have to believe. You have to trust God. You have to trust him. You got to believe. Let me delete some of these things so I can see what Brian is sending me. Let me see what Brian is sending me today. Let me tell you, Brian is sharing a scripture. And I hope you guys are doing well. This is the Heart Love Radio Show. Micah 6:8. He has told you, oh man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, also we got to become grateful for your gifts. We become grateful for our gifts that God has given us, right? And allow ourselves to grow. You know, I'm going to say it again. We have to become grateful for our gifts and allow ourselves to grow. Become grateful for your gifts, and allow yourself to grow. One of the things about it, sometimes we compare ourselves with other people. We compare ourselves with potential that we think that person has potential, but we don't tend to see that we have potential as well because we're spending so much time comparing ourselves and not really being grateful for what God has given us. You know, there's the scripture, that story in the Bible as far as the gifts, about the gifts, right? And listen, are you going to take your gift and hide it? When God asks you, what did you do with your gift? You know, if you have the ability to talk to anyone, that's a gift. So do you stay to yourself and don't talk to everyone else because that makes other people feel uncomfortable? No. Become grateful for your gifts, the things that God's given you, and allow yourself to grow. Allow yourself to grow. sometimes we stunt our potential because we don't allow ourselves to grow. We don't build up those things that we are strong in. Because sometimes we don't want to be, we don't want to be separate from the crowd. Sometimes we want to be right there with the in crowd. We don't want to look different. But it's okay if you're different. Use the gifts that God has given you to make a difference. Invest in yourself. Invest in your gifts. How many of you guys really invest in others' people's gifts, in others' gifts and their ministries, but you don't take the time to spend time to invest in yourself? You know, tonight I went, like I said, I went and I drove like 45 minutes one way, so about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and I didn't take the time to invest in myself. I thought I was investing in what I'm trying to do here, and those things I'll tell you guys about later and another time. But it just made me wonder, did I miss God with that? Did I miss God with that whole thing of buying that thing, and it literally failed the second I brought it in the house? You know, but that whole thing about being, let me get back on the topic. That whole thing about being grateful for your gifts. Have you ever heard people can sing but don't sing? You know, I don't like my voice. My voice does not sing like this person. My voice does not sing like that person. I can't do runs like that. That person's range is higher. Just be grateful for what you have. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with this gift. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with what you've given me. Perhaps you might not be where you think you should be right now, but guess what? If you allow yourself to grow and you spend time crafting your gifts, crafting those things that God's placed inside you, watch what God can do and will do in your life. Then how about this thing? Speak life over your life. You know, speak life over yourself. Speak life. For life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, when you speak negative things over you, how can you expect positive things to come? Because you're putting so much negativity out. You know, speak life over yourself. Speak life over your dreams. And then also with that whole thing about maximizing your potential, what you're speaking, what you're doing needs to match what you're speaking. And sometimes that's where we have an issue. That's where that whole thing with the flesh and warring against the spirit comes in, because we're speaking that we want to do these things, but our flesh is getting in the way. So that whole thing about maximizing your potential, recognize you have that potential. You have to speak life over yourself. And what you're speaking needs, what you're doing needs to align with what you're speaking. You know, Tamisha says this. Hey, Tamisha. She says, comparison is one of the tricks of the enemy to have us stop ourselves. That is so true, Tamisha. You know, sometimes I do this broadcast, right? And when I first got, God had placed it on my heart, you know, be consistent in your preaching. Be consistent. People are going to talk about you regardless. You know, people are going to always have something to say. And God's like, speak it. You know, don't compare yourself to other people. Just be you. Reach out. Show the love. Spread love. Spread the word. You know, and that makes a big, big, big difference when you just get to that point. You say, let me just go ahead and let me speak the word and speak what God is telling me to do in my life. That makes a big, big, big difference. You know, I'm trying to look at this thing that Brian is sending, Romans 5:17. You gonna send the link to you sing link so I can open it up? No, I'm gonna do it. I guess I have my Bible right here, right? So Brian is talking about Romans 5:17. And I'm going to it right now. Romans 5:17. Like, yeah, pull it up. Simple. And I just open the Bible and read it. Here it is. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Thank you for sharing that, Brian. You know, we're talking about the gifts that God has given us. We're talking about the gifts that God is placing you. But I appreciate you for sharing that. Oh yeah, some other people are here, and I didn't even know they're here. Hey guys, hey family. I see Craig, April, Rich. Hey, Patrick, Christopher, Miss Harris. All these people. Oh, Reba. Hey Reba. Tamisha's here. Dale. So many of you guys are here, and I appreciate you guys coming through. Monique. Okay, what's going on, Jonathan? Malik. No, listen to this. Maximizing potential. So, first point tonight, you have potential. You have to believe you have potential. You have to believe that you have a gift that's placed on the inside of you. The next thing you have to do is this. You have to understand that there's a cause and effect. Cause and effect. You say, what does that have to do with maximizing your potential? You know, sometimes we put our energy into things that really are sometimes trivial, things that are not really even moving us toward the direction that we're trying to go, towards the direction we're trying to go. We put 20% towards our dreams. We put 80% in trying to wonder why, how come people aren't calling us to go and hang out, why this person is doing that, why that person is doing that, that we don't maximize our full potential because we're focusing on the wrong things, the wrong people at the wrong time, where we should be, when we should be putting our energy into making those strides in our lives. We're putting the energy into other things. So cause and effect, you know, that statement, for every cause, there is effect, right? You know, the scriptural thing is that, on that scripture says, you know, you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. So for every action, there is a reaction, cause and effect. So sometimes we don't maximize our potential because we're putting 20% into the dream expecting 100% return. How about this? Put the 100% into your dream. Be consistent and watch and see what God is going to do with you and in your life. How many of us are really honestly living in that place where we're saying, okay, I'm going to put 100% into this thing that I'm trying to do? You know, I'm going to put 100%. Am I speaking to somebody today? Are you getting it? How many of us really put 100% into those things that we say we're going to believe? You know, thank you for Brian just sent me the message. Thank you, Brian, for sending me that link, Brian. You know, I need to open up that Bible instead of just trying to catch it online too. But I appreciate that. But how many of us really, really do that? What's going on? I got my brother Willie on. Hey, Willie. You know, tonight we're talking about maximizing your potential. First point, you have potential. Second point, cause and effects. Cause and effects. Listen, as I was thinking about this whole subject about maximizing potential, what came to mind about as far as cause and effect is our integrity, right? Your integrity is important in your personal development. Your integrity and the whole thing about maximizing your potential, our integrity is important. You know, everything is not everyone. One thing my mom has always taught me, and I'm going to tell you guys this. Everyone, thank you for liking the video, Brian. Everything is not everyone's business. Everything is not everyone's business. So integrity doesn't necessarily mean necessarily you have to be an open book at it, and you tell your faults and your weaknesses and your shortcomings to everyone. That's not what it's about. It's about more so do what you say. You know, do the things that you say. You know, stand up for the things you say you're going to stand up for. It means keeping your word. So when someone thinks about you, think like, you know what? You know, that person is a good person. I'm going to open this door. I'm going to do this thing for this person. God will bless you when you walk uprightly. God will bless you when you keep your word. You know, your integrity is important in your personal development in maximizing your potential. What do you guys think about that? Does integrity play a role in maximizing your potential? That's my question for you right now. My question for you is this. Does integrity play a role in maximizing your potential? And Brian sent me something else. Let me see what Brian sent me, guys. Let me see what Brian sent me. You know, yeah. Brian, thank you, Brian. Brian sends me, he's sending me Colossians 3:23-25. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Yep. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. Thank you. Thank you. I wonder what verse 26 says, Brian. I wonder what verse 26 says. I wonder what does verse 26 say? Okay, no, I think it's only 25 verses. Okay. You know, I love that verse, Brian. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. You know, knowing that from the Lord you receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there's no partiality. That's Colossians 3:23-25. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that, Brian. Thank you. So, guys, what do you guys think about that whole thing about integrity? Does integrity play a role in maximizing your potential? Personally, I believe that integrity does play a role in maximizing your potential, because all those things you, integrity is like the foundation of everything you do. So if you want the blessings of God, God's blessings, be a person of integrity. Cause and effect. You put the positive energy comes out. Put the negative comes back. You know, and sometimes we don't look at cause and effect and how that affects our dreams, what we say we're trying to do. You know? You know, what about this? Be honest about where you are. Be honest about where you are. As far as maximizing your potential, I have to start with the whole thing of recognizing the fact that you have potential. Then you have to recognize the whole thing about cause and effects. And underneath that part of cause and effects, you have to be honest about where you are mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. So before you even start this journey, you have to understand what is going on. You have to be aware. Now, let me tell you this. My aunt passed away the 27th of December, and last Monday we celebrated her life. And this whole week has been like, you know, I've been working hard. I've been working a lot of hours. And I'm not dealing with it, working and doing that, but that's what I've been doing. And if I know that grief is an area that has been kind of a weak area for me, I'm aware about the grief process and how I'm handling this. The reason why I'm saying this, be honest about where you are and maximize your potential. Sometimes you can keep yourself going around in circles and circles if you don't recognize what is going on, where you are mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So there's certain places, certain things, conversations I probably shouldn't have right now while I'm going through the grieving part. I know how my mom can be. You know, so there's some things I have to be more quiet. I have to think harder before I speak. Because when I'm going through, I'll just, something might come out. You know, but it's about being honest about where you are, because that can affect where you're trying to go. It's like this. Someone who's broken cannot act like, a person who's broken can act like he or she is whole. You know? You know, that's me, LOL. Yeah, I hear you, Lion. Don't mess with an angry lion, right? But that was a joke. But someone broken can act like you're whole. It's not going to happen, because when the blessings come and those doors of opportunity open for you, if you're broken, listen, sometimes, guys, we're not ready for what God's trying to bring into our lives. If we're not willing to say, look, I'm going through this right now, Lord, I'm feeling this way right now, we have to be honest, at least be honest, so we can work, allow God to heal us so we can keep moving and maximizing our potential. That cause and effect, when you're not honest about, I'm not saying someone else telling you about yourself. I hate when people try to tell you about yourself, tell me about myself, because you're not in my skin. You don't know. But when you are honest with yourself about your shortcomings, about where you are, perhaps you might be afraid of even working towards your dreams. You know, maybe it's your faith. Maybe you need to build up your faith. If you're not honest about it, and these doors of opportunity come, you're not going to be able to receive those opportunities, cause and effect. You know, am I making any sense tonight? You know, listen to this. You also have to start from where you are, right? And you'll get there, do the work, and be patient. Start from where you are. That cause and effect. Once you realize, okay, this, Lord, like Lionel was saying, that's me. You know how I am when I'm grieving. I might not want to be around a whole bunch of people. Let the Lord start working on me where I'm at. You know, Lord, please help me. This is where I'm at. You know, let me focus on you. Sometimes you have to spend that time and go over your plans a little bit more. Spend time praying. Spend time seeking God and asking God to help you. You know, you'll get there. You just got to do the work and be patient. What does that have to do with? I'm showing you how all these things tie together with talking about maximizing your potential. You know, talk about you have potential. Second point, cause and effect. Third point, with God, all things are possible. I'm gonna tell you guys something. You know, one of the things about it is that you have to believe that all things are possible. You have to believe that all things are possible. You have to believe that all things are possible. You know, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, it says this. It says, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. God can change your situation. God can turn things around. You have to believe and maximize your potential that God is able to do above and beyond what you can even imagine. You have to believe that with God all things are possible. Now, in our own might, in our own strength, it can be impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Lion says this, patience is so key. It's needed more than we realize in areas of our lives at times. Yeah. You know, I'm going to share something with you. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to read that again. Lion says, patience is so key. It's needed more than we realize in areas of our lives at times. You know, in areas of our lives, listen, sometimes we just got to be patient. And sometimes God's been like, for me, not yet. And I'm going to tell you this. As I begin to really, really map out, because all these things I'm talking to you, these are things that I'm really, really doing. This is where I am at. These messages are, I'm glad they're blessing you. Some people have texted me, have emailed me, and have said, you know, G or Greg, you know, you were right on it. That's exactly what I was going through, what I was needing. And I'm saying that's exactly where I'm at. So I'm glad that you guys come through, because we're in the same place. Some of us are going through the same things. You know, take what speaks to you and what doesn't speak to you, you know, it's okay. But use those things I'm speaking to you, whatever sets your heart, hold on to those things, grab onto those things. Listen, with God, all things are possible. You know, and the whole thing about maximizing your potential, you have to have faith and believe. And listen to this. I started writing out the things, and I'm like, man. And I was talking to one of my play sisters tonight, and I was saying, man, I think this thing that God is doing is really big. It's really, really huge. I said, is this where he's leading me? And I started outlining some things, and it's like, listen, we've talked about this all last year about writing down the things, your ideas and the things that God's placed in you, and go ahead and doing it. Well, Lord, Willie says, well, Lord, give me patience. Amen, Willie. Listen, Willie, bro, God still has me in that place with patience and patience. And God said, not yet. But in some areas, God said, now is the time. What's going on? I got my sister Jackie on. What's going on, Jacqueline? What's going on, Jackie? I'm at that place, and God's like, go for it. And I wasn't even looking at the bigger picture. I was just writing down some things, some goals, and some objectives. And then some back, I'm like, oh, wow. So I'm going to believe that God's going to give me those things I need for those dreams to come true. Some things are coming true, guys, and I'll be able to share them with you in a few weeks that I'm like, wow, it's just being in the right place at the right time, being prepared, and that opportunity opens. When that door of opportunity, when you're prepared and you're ready, and that door of opportunity opens, wow. Preparation, being prepared and everything, you know, you must believe that you will win. You have to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, you know, and the evidence of things not seen, right? Hebrews 11, 1. One thing about it is this. You know, it says in Hebrews 11, 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm going to tell you this. You have to have that faith. You have to believe. You have to believe that you will win. You have to believe that God has you, and you have to do those things he's called you to do. Sometimes it's about stepping out in faith. My mom reminded me, I think some years ago, when I relocated back to Atlanta, after I'd done my first year at Morehouse, and I went back to try to get back into Morehouse, I went down there. What's going on, James? I went down there with $50. I drove down there, and I had $50 literally, $50 literally, and I believe that God was with me, and if he told me to do it, I did it. I didn't think about it. If he told it, said, do it, do it. Let me tell you this. I went to conferences. What's going on, Terry? What's going on, Kirk? I went to conferences, and I believed. I said, Lord, you're going to make a way, and a buddy of mine was like, how are you going to get there? I said, I don't know, but God told me to believe and he would make a way. Let me tell you this, I was praying, and it felt like somebody put money in my hands. It was like air went, it's like something just felt like someone put something in my hand. God knocked on the door. That same one, that same buddy who was making fun of me for making plans, I didn't have the money. He said, God told me to give you this. He gave it to me. I went there. I went to the Lamar Bossman Conference in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. And I went there. And listen, when God tells you to do something, it might sound crazy, but when he tells you to do it, you know it's his voice, you go ahead and do it, guys. Go ahead and do it. Maximize your potential. Do it. Believe that all things are possible. When God is leading you, just go ahead and do it. Now, I got to read some things that commentaries that some of you guys are writing. Beverly says this, Willie, be careful about asking God for patience until you are ready. He will, as like things to happen that will test your patience. That's so true, Beverly. That is so true. If you say, I don't have any patience, guess what? You're going to go through some stuff. Yeah, so that's a good wise point, Beverly. Montreal said, hey, Montreal. Hey, Beverly. Montreal says this, we must also remember that potential is only the seed of what is to come. It means we must plant it in the soil of faith, right? Doing the work to bring forth the proof of what God has allowed us to be and accomplish. Yes, that's true. That's true. Potential is only the seed of what is to come. That's coming. You have to have faith. And then it's put 100% into what you're hoping for. You get what you put out. When you put 20% into something, because really honestly, sometimes we put 20%, we put a little seed, and we expect to get a big harvest. If you put 20% of your effort into doing what you're supposed to do, how can you expect this big result? But what would happen if you put more of yourself into that dream, more into that thing that God wants you to do? What if you spend the time studying, begin time nurturing that potential, all right, in that soil of faith, all right. And then what would happen if you put 100% of what you're hoping for into that project, into that dream? You know, Willie says this, Ms. Hawkins, you are so right, but I need patience because I'm always wanting things right then and there. I have to be patient and wait on God, knowing when asking for patience, I am going to go through some things like you just said, but it's going to make me better. Thank you for sharing that. All right. Hey, you know, I have to say this. You know, what would happen? I really want you guys to really ask yourself, what would happen if you put more of your energy into the things that count in your life rather than the things that don't really count? Now, where's your energy going to? Where are you putting most of your energy into? Is it into other people? Is it into other people's dreams? Or are you putting your energy into spending time with God? Are you putting your energy into doing what God has called you to do? Are you putting your energy into studying to show yourself approved? You know, are you doing that? Are we doing that? And really, honestly, really think about those things that God has placed on your heart, right? Are you really spending time? How much time are you really spending focusing on the things that God has placed on your heart to do? You know, really, when you really, really think about it, guys, what a man puts his energy into, if you dissect what you put your energy into, that's what you put your energy into. You know, so we say these big things, but what happens if we take those little small steps and say, I'm going to trust you, I'm going to believe? You know, I saw this thing on Facebook, and Steve Harvey was talking about that whole thing about jumping. Have you guys seen that one about jumping and being willing to jump? How many of us are standing on the ledge? We're on the ledge. We're at the edge, and we're ready to jump. Say, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to have this faith, and I'm going to take the risk. Because I'm going to tell you this: some of these stories I've heard from people. I'm sharing with you about my life in a second. Some people were pushed to go after their dream. I read a story about a guy on Facebook. And, hey, what's up, sis? My sister, Landra, and I'm going to get to her in a second. And this guy, his job told him, look, we know you're putting up, you're hanging TVs up on the wall, but you work for us. They suspended him or something like that. They had him come in. He said, we will give you a job back if you decide not to hang any more TVs up because that's messing up your job with us. And the guy sat there, and he was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And now he's making about $90,000. He has his own job hanging up, hanging people's TVs up on the wall. Hanging things up on the wall, TVs, electronics, and all those different things. He has his own company. Sometimes he had been put in that place. He had been put in that place of where he couldn't be comfortable, and had to move. Sometimes God allows things to happen so we can become uncomfortable, so that we can make a move. For me in my life, guys, when I was going through some things, I can't say for legal matters, but I can say this. God allowed me to go through some things. And what I thought was the worst time in my life, God was really setting me up for where I am today. Everything works in your favor. God can use those bad times, those rough times, for his glory, for whatever is to come next. My sister, Landra, what's going on, Landra? Landra says, hi, bro. Just came back from the Middle East. And I was praying for you too, Landra. For vacation, thank God for covering us from danger. Amen. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're safe. And you're back, Landra. I'm glad you're back. You know, we're talking about maximizing your potential. You have potential. Think about causes and effects. With God, all things are possible. be willing to jump. How many of you guys are willing to jump? Are you willing to jump? Are you willing to say, you know what, I'm going to trust God in this area, and I'm going to believe, and I'm going to put my energy into building up my dream. I'm going to put my energy up to, first of all, building up my relationship with God, making it stronger, reading the Bible, praying, listening. I'm going to be willing to do these things and be willing to jump and do what God tells you to do, what he tells you to do. Oh, my other sister's on. What's going on, D? My other sister, what's up, D? Where you put your energy into is where you become successful. That's right. Preach, D. Come on, evangelist. Is that the mentality of if you take one step, God takes two? Maybe. Try it and let's see. If he did it for me, he will do it for you. All right. Let me just slow this down. Y'all hear what D said? I'm going to read it again. This is what D said, because you guys need to hear this. D wrote this. Where you put your energy into is where you become successful. Is that mentality of if you take one step, God takes two? Maybe. Try it and let's see. If he did it for me, he will do it for you. You know, and God has done it for me. And one thing I got to tell you this is this. When you're willing to do like you just said, where you put your energy into is where you become successful. If you put your energy into negativity, guess what? Your energy, what's going to be around you? Negativity. If you put your energy into positivity, guess what's going to be around you? Positivity. Because it comes from within. You see, the key is not to allow things that happen around you to dictate how you are and what you're going to believe in. You keep the faith. And even when people don't believe in your dream, you believe what God has placed inside of you, what God has shown you, and you move forward and you push forward and you believe and you grow forward. You have to go so that you can grow. You know, really, really honestly, what you put your energy into is right there. What you put your energy to is what is where you become successful. What's going on right now? That's so true, D. I love that. Let's try it. She's saying, let's try it. I'm asking you guys, are you willing to jump? I'm not going to lie. This next point, under with God, all things are possible. Listen, I wrote my vision out. You know, it says write your plan out, right? Write your plan out and stay committed. I wrote it out. And then I realized, oh, this thing is larger than I expected. This dream is larger than I expected. And what I heard was, what I have for you is bigger than you. And when I wrote it out and I looked at it, and I'm like, man, God must be doing this in my life in this season. You know, listen, you got to believe. Where's the faith? Let me put that energy into it. Let me study and see what I need to do on my end. Let me go ahead and map it out. Let me tell you guys, write out the plan. When you write out the plan, it holds you accountable. It's different to have a dream and a vision and you have it in your mind and you speak about it to your friends 24/7. There's another thing to write that vision down because it holds you accountable to what you're saying. It's, like I said, you can speak forever. We can talk forever. And when you walk, get off that phone call, and you start that conversation, that whole vision thing can go. But when you write it down, and you can go back and you can read it, it holds you accountable. Write out your plan and stay committed. Like I said, I started writing out my plan. Now, did it make me a little nervous? Yes, it did. I'm like, ooh, God, this is bigger than I expected. But you know what? I'm moving forward. And so my last thing is this, just maximize your potential. You know, Dee says this, you have to keep the faith, speak positively, and you will reap positivity. God's view of us is so much more than we can even fathom. That's so true, Dee. God's view of us is so much more than we can even fathom. Sometimes you might say, God, I have, like Moses was saying, you know, I have this lisp. You know, not lisp, but he had a speaking problem. You know, he had Aaron who spoke for him. Listen, you might say, God, I can't do X, Y, Z. And God said, I've given you the grace to do it. You can do it. Mantra says this, if your dream does not scare you with how big it is not big enough. Our God cannot be contained. All right, preach, Mantra. Yes, you ladies are preaching over here tonight. That's true. Our God cannot be contained. And it is not big enough. And that's a good one, Montreal. You know, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to stop right here. How many of you guys have ever started writing your plan out and then your plan scares you? You're like, what? And then I'm going to do what? You know, but I'm going to keep moving. We're talking about maximizing your potential. God told me maximize it. Stay focused on what is positive. And, you know, and this is something I have, and I think I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to show you guys. When I was going through one of the worst times of my life, right? I'm going to show you. Kika might be, she might be watching this. And I was going through one of the worst times of my life, right? And she wrote something like this. I rewrote it, right? And it says, I can, right? And let me tell you this, I've had this in my wallet for the past, probably about 4 years, past 4 years. I can. You know, maximize your potential. That last part, maximize your potential. Kika wrote it. I rewrote it because the other one originally had ripped. But it's I can. And we had this exercise and we wrote I can. And she wrote it for me and she said, you can. You know, and at that time I was going through so much with grieving and different things like that. And I carry that around with me. I carry that around with me. Yes, I can. I carry that. You know, so definitely I tell people I do these things for real. I carry that in my wallet to remind me, yes, you can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, I can do all things. Yes, I can. I say it, practice it, and watch God move in your life. Wherever you are, say, yes, I can. Because greater is he who lives within me. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Yes, I can. So when you feel like you can't, when you feel like when people tell you, you know, you're a failure, you're never going to do this, yes, I can. Speak the word of God. And when people speak negativity over your life or speak negative things to you, you bring the word. I can do all things to Christ who strengthens me. Greater is he who lives within me than he who is in the world. You know, listen, God has our back. We just have to believe. We have to believe that he is able. You know, we have to believe that. And listen to this. Continually become a student of learning. When we get to that point where we feel like we can never learn, you know, how can you expect God to move in your life if you don't believe? How can you expect God to move in your life if you don't believe that you can learn? Like I told you guys, listen, I was somewhere with someone. And everyone else might say something else about this person that's not nice. But I'm going to tell you that person spoke and said everything that God had showed me that night before. He literally spoke everything to me. Continually become a student of learning. Understand that God can speak through anyone. Even some people you might say that person is doesn't have any sense. Guess what? God can speak to that person. And for those seconds, that person can say the most sane things you've ever heard, the most profound. You got to be able to listen and decipher. God is that person. But listen, become a student of learning. Know that you can always learn something. Life is about learning. We learn to the day we die. We learn. You know, but if you act like you know everything, then you're going to miss out on a lot of lessons. And you're not going to maximize your potential because you're not going to be able and willing to receive. what God is speaking to you. Because listen, some people have gone through some of the things you've gone through. Some things you've gone through, some things you might go through, someone else has gone through it. But what happens if we're not willing to listen to what they to their experiences? Now, no experience might be the same. You have to be willing to really decipher, is this God or is this that person? You know, you have to be willing to be able to do that. But listen, you have to be willing to become a student of learning. You know, you don't know everything. I don't know everything. There's room for growth. There's always room for growth. And maximize your potential, you grow, you learn. And when you learn and you apply those things, like someone said earlier, you learn and then you apply it. Like Dee was saying, take that one, you know, if you want to take that one step, God takes two, maybe. Try it and let's see, you know. And then do something you've never done. If you always do the same things, if you always do the exact same thing, the exact same way, you'll always get, and you get the same results, you're going to always get the same results. But sometimes it takes doing something you've never done. Sometimes maximize your potential means sometimes saying, you know what? I've never broken away and just spent time with myself. Get to know yourself. You know, get to know what your dream is. Get to know what do you want to do in life. Do something you've never done. You know, maximize your potential. What does that mean? What does that mean for you guys listening? Maximize your potential. Before we leave tonight, what does that really mean for you guys? Because, you know, one of the things I would say is I believe that action is key. And someone said this earlier. Action is key. You got to do something. You got to be willing to act. You got to be willing to do some action words. Action words. Lion says this. So true. God can speak through anyone. I think we can forget at times that it is not about us. Yeah. Our fleshly intellect, wit, or charm. God can use anyone. He is and always has been the answer. All right. It's a line. I hear that song. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. You know, I hear a song. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. You know, that's so true. God can use anyone. You know, and the thing that God has blessed us with is so he can use those things for his glory. So the degrees and things that he has given you is for his glory. The things that God has blessed you with is for his glory. Maximize your potential. Keep God number one. Keep God number one. Action is key. You got to pray, listen, work, and grow. And sometimes I think when it comes down to that working part, we are afraid of working sometimes. Sometimes we just want it so easy. And like my brother Willie was saying, that's the part where that patience comes in. Patience comes in. And then that whole thing about maximize your potential before we leave tonight, let go of dead weight. Let go of dead weight. You know, past relationships, hurt. Anything that's keeping you from moving forward, let it go and then grow. Let it go and then grow. You've got to let go of dead weight and maximize your potential. You have to let go of those things that are keeping you back, those negative things, those negative people, those negative relationships, those negative comments. And you have to be willing to let go. You have to be willing to grow. So tonight, in talking about maximizing your potential, one, you have to realize you have potential. Two, cause and effect. Cause and effect. You know, whatever you put out, it comes back. Put all your energy into positive things, and those things will come back, you know. And listen, and that whole thing, you have to remember that God, with God, all things are possible. You have to have faith. You have to have faith. And then you've got to do the thing. You have to maximize your potential. That's action. You've got to maximize it. Put your energy into what you're trying to do. Put your energy, 100% of yourself, into where you're trying to go. And that means that some people you got to let go of because they can't go where you're trying to go. Maximize your potential. I hope this message has blessed you. I hope it's encouraged you in your walk, your personal walk. feel free to follow me. You can feel free to check out my official website, www.gwrightsonline.com. Check out my music on iTunes, CD Baby, Reverb Nation, under G Wright. And a lot of good things are happening. Some things I'm going to share with you guys next week. Please pray for me. Pray for our ministry. Pray for this broadcast, this time that we come together each week. I praise God for each and every one of you. Thank you for sharing the messages. I appreciate every one of you, and I'm not going to try to call everybody's names. But let me ask this question. What are some takeaways that you are going to take away with you tonight? What are some takeaways you're going to take away with you? You know, I'm going to read this that Brian sent me, and this is James chapter 1, verse 14. I'm going to read verse 14. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. You know, this whole thing about maximizing your potential, what is keeping you from maximizing your potential? What temptations are luring you? What are your own desires, those things that are enticing you? You know, it's very, very important that you understand where you are, what's going on inside of you, so that you can maximize your potential and keep your eyes and ears open. You know, and maximize your potential, understand those things that your weak points, understand your weak areas, but put your focus on God, put your focus on taking those necessary steps that you need to take to get to where you're trying to get to. So I just hope that this message encouraged you. We'll keep this conversation going. Please share this on your pages. Hey, Wayne, I think I said hey, Wayne. And I love you guys. I appreciate you guys for coming through. Continue to pray for my family as we mourn. My aunt's going away. She's in a better place, but it's still hard for us down here, right? But I appreciate you guys for coming through. God bless each and everyone. Thank you for the words of encouragement that you guys have given tonight. And God bless you. Please write on there, and I'll be responding throughout the night and when you guys respond. What did you get from this broadcast tonight? What did you get from this message? What are some takeaways that you're going to take with you? I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. I will see you again next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless, and have a great night. Maximize your potential. God bless you.